Right, I was standing in a muddy field opposite Richmond Theatre, and we've just seen Dandy Dick with Johnny Fox London. Now, John, did you find it dandy?
I think the most important thing to say from the outset is that Dandy Dick is a horse.
We all like a bit of horse meat.
Yeah, there is a wonderful line delivered by Patricia Hodge as a rather sort of county lady, but also rabid horsewoman and gambler, that she can't live without horse meat.
I think there's something in that for all of us.
I think we know how she feels, yes.
But so it's a great show, isn't it?
It's not a bad show. I was very pleasantly surprised. It's you know, there's usually a good reason why something isn't performed very often in 125 years, but... A.W. Pinero's comedy from the late 19th century comes up quite fresh and clean. I say comedy, it's really a farce. It's because there's a vicar, or rather a rural dean, who is very upright and very moral and preaches against gambling. And in order to meet his obligations to the restoration fund of the church, he actually has to take part in backing a horse in a horse race and also gets accused of doping it, and there's a whole sort of maelstrom of problems that ensue from that. And it's done with really great good heart and some very, very good comedy performances from the principals.
Now, it is, though, a very English farce, and it also is very Victorian, so there is still quite a class distinction in the play, and there's a lot of that as well. So
you're saying that because it comes from a time when we were sending your great grandparents out to Australia, doesn't it? But interesting, you know. Tell me, how do you see that? How does it speak to you as an Australian person?
As an Australian, well, actually, it speaks to me like any other play, really. But it's quite interesting though, because it just presents it, because it, at the time, it's obviously contemporary of its period. And it's not meant to be a period piece. It just presents the point. This is a point in time.
Yes, it doesn't have any universality. I mean, you could say that because it features the pomposity of the Church of England, that maybe it's got a bit of relevance now to what's going on between the church and politics. But it wasn't.
And our general love for all things Victorian.
I think the thing that sets Pinero apart from his contemporaries like Shaw and Wilde, is that he had no polemic. He was not making any kind of point. He was merely delivering some kind of entertainment. So you could say he was the Alan Ayckbourne of his day, if that's not too unkind to him.
Yes, he was just in for at the cheap laughs. But it's nicely done, and there's lots of musical interludes and other embellishments to this play, which actually make it a bit classy, I do dare say.
Yes, and it says in all the publicity prior to West End, but I've seen the dates for a very long tour that take it up to about Manchester in November, but nothing that actually indicates it's got a West End theatre in mind. But it looks ready for it.
Yes, and something definitely to catch if you're touring the UK, perhaps.
Yes, I think it's at the usual suspects for ATG tours. It'll be at Windsor and Bath and Woking and places like that.
Yeah, it's all the delightful places when it's a rainy night.
Well, it's not actually raining in Richmond, so I think perhaps, Paul, we ought to dash for our train whilst we're still dry.
Yes, make hay while the sun shines. Yes.